Welcome to 3 Good Minutes with your host, Dr. Richard Wing.
Greetings to all of you. I am Richard Wing, and this is 3 Good Minutes. I remember a story some time ago about a teenage boy who just kept lying over and over again. He would steal magazines and he would lie about it. He would do all kinds of things, mainly stealing, and then just bluntly lie to his parents. They thought it had gotten better for a while, and then he started at it again. And his father said, if this happens again, I'm going to have to get my belt out and put it to the seat of learning. He was hoping that his son would get that idea. And so then all of a sudden the lying started again, and he was stealing more magazines. And so his father said, you know, I really need to deliver what I told you I would do. And he took him out and he used his belt on making sure that there were some good red marks on his fanny. Years passed. And so here's father and son very happily together. And dad says, hey, you remember that time that I had to give you a real licking for all of the lying that you were doing? He says, boy, that really changed you, didn't it? And that really made you a different person after I did that, because you didn't do it anymore. He says, no, dad. He says, that was not a problem, you giving me a licking. He said, I changed my heart when I heard you crying outside the door after you had to do that. When a woman in the tribe in Africa knows she is pregnant, she goes out into the wilderness to pray and listen until she hears the song of the child she bears. This tribe recognized that every soul has its own vibration, expressing its unique flavor and purpose. Then the mother-to-be teaches the song to the other members of the tribe. The tribe sings the song to the child at birth. They sing when the child becomes an adolescent, when the adult is married, and at the time of parting, and at the time of death. But there's one other occasion when the villagers sing this song. If at any time during his or her life, the person causes suffering to another member of the tribe, they gather in a circle and set them in the center. And do they administer some kind of a painful slapping or a licking of some kind? No. What they do is they sing the song. They sing the song to remind them not of the wrong done, but of their own beauty and potential. When a child loses his way, when a child loses her way, it is love and not punishment that brings the lost one home. I am Richard Wing. This is 3 Good Minutes. I am wishing you all the very best.
3 Good Minutes with Dr. Richard Wing publishes new podcast episodes every Thursday. See you next week.